ያልተ ካናንደውን ሁሉን እንዳዳማ አት ዘርዝሩልኝ ውበቷን አልስማ ኤራ ልስማ ፍቅር ከሳ መጥቶ ብትወደኝ በድንገት ካለም ድብለ ሰማይ እወጣለሁ ዳገት አይሆንም ብጅጅ ፍርሃት ያደረብኝ ሲወዱኝ የማልወድ ምን በሽታ አለብኝ
Thank you for listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Leaving you with some blues from the late, great John Alex Mason. Before that, we got into Jeff Parker, Build a Nest, from a suite for Max Brown, followed by NRBQ, Stay With Me, some new music from Of Wild Hazel, Mirror Moon Ascending. Then we took it way back to some Cajun tunes, M.A. and Perdra, The Smoking Song by Wayne, and then some Ethiopian funk from Mahmoud Ahmed. This has been An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Love don't linger. Stars shine way back when.
Listening to Audible Sounds on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Do not
Pop in your tape and get lost in a mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds. The Mix, Fridays 3 to 4 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Support comes from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Whether you're looking for a casual place to study or a great place to meet friends, we are here for you. Always serving scratch-made pastries, a full coffee bar, and six packs to go in a cozy cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Spread of electronic and alternative subgenres, and hark to occasional interviews with local experts. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and at the top that was Fever Ray with Carbon Dioxide. followed by Soft to Touch by Narrow Head. Following them, we had Rich Akwan with the track Prophet. And lastly, that was Hilong with Noripo. And if that wasn't enough throat singing for you, I have some good news, because coming up, we have some more of my favorites. But first, here's Richard Dawson's with Methuselah.
No! Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Yeah. what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Audible Sounds, and I hope you've enjoyed the last 15 minutes of Tuvan throat singing. I won't get into the names or albums for these tracks, simply because I can't pronounce many of them. But at the top we had Ondar with Tuva Groove. After him we had Yat Khan, followed by The Who, that's The Who spelled H-U. And then lastly we had B. Mongol Kun by Ethnic Zorigu. That was my best attempt. Happy Googling to you. Next up is Master Boot Records. Hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back. mercy of the Red Reed, and decided to bury him decently. The parson's eyes flickered open. He was alive.
In the sky, as demons were here all along, in our hearts and souls, just waiting for a sign from him, and now they're destroying our world.
But they're not devils, they're Martians.
We must leave here.
Look, the house still standing. Come, Nathaniel, quickly.
We took shelter in a cottage, and black smoke spread, hemming us in. Then a fighting machine came across the field, spraying jets of steam that turned the smoke into thick black dust.
It's heard in our land. Listen, do you hear them drawing near in their search for the sinners? Feeding on the power of our fear and the evil within us. Incarnation of Satan's creation of all that we dread. When the demons arrive, those alive would be better off.
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be hope for us all. Somewhere in the spirit of
there was a time when I believed without hesitation that the power of love and truth could conquer all in the name of salvation. Tell me, what kind of weapon is love when it comes to the fight? And just how much protection is true against all Satan's might?
There must be something worth living for. There must be something worth trying for. Even something's worth dying for. And if one man can stand tall, there must be some hope for us all. Somewhere in the spirit of you came to you for help.
Didn't I warn them this would happen? Be on your guard, I said. For the evil one never rests. I said, exorcise the devil! But no, they wouldn't listen. The demons inside them grew and grew until Satan gave his signal and destroyed the world we do.
No, Nathaniel. Oh, no, Nathaniel. No, Nathaniel, no. There must be more to life. There has to be a way that we can restore to life. To be a way that we can restore to life. that we have descended on our land, and all your prayers cannot save us. Like fools, we've let the devil take command of the souls that God gave us. To the altar of evil, like lambs to the slaughter were led. When the demons arrive, the survivors will envy the dead.
There must be something worth living for.
No, there is nothing.
There must be something worth trying for.
I don't believe it's so.
Even something's worth dying for. If just one man could stand tall, there would be some hope for us all. Somewhere, somewhere in the spirit of man.
Forget about goodness and mercy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
This is a skeleton from outer space having a party. He gonna last all night. Hello? This is the skeleton, Marcus Garvey from outer space having a party. Hope you will be there. Have a good time. Punk your punk. Drink your drink. Wink you wink and think you think. Drunk you drunk and punk you punk. Funk you funk and drunk you drunk. But when you drunk don't drive. Having a party tonight. It's gonna last all night. Shotgun will be there. Pop gun. Jazz gun will be there. Drink your drink, drink your drink. Wink your wink and think you think. Drink your drink and drunk your drunk. I say, funk your funk, funk your funk your funk. Funk your funk and drunk your drunk. Bank managers will be there. Bank managers will be there. World Bank, Global Bank, International Bankers will be there. Drink your drink, wink your wink. Think you think, and link your link. Drunk your junk, but if you're drunk, don't drive. That will save your life. Repentance. Just party. It will be a shotgun party, a pop gun party all night. All right. Ganja will be there. Light your spliff, jump in the air. Smoke your skunk, smoke your weed, smoke your giant. the skeleton from outer space with his Remington in his suitcase. Drink your drink and think your think. Drunk your drunk and funk your funk. Shotgun party, a popcorn party. When you get drunk, don't you drive if you wish to stay alive. I'm in a party tonight, having a party all night, having a party tonight. It gonna last until the broad light. Jesus. Negus.
Hi, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Audible Sounds. That was the late, great Lee Scratch Perry with Having a Party. And before that, we had The Spirit of Man off of the album Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Thursday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to go out with a local artist. Here's Sophistication by Frankie Mitchell.
Today, we pay tribute to the victims of the transatlantic slave trade. The evil enterprise of enslavement lasted for over 400 years. Millions of African children, women, and men were trafficked across the Atlantic, ripped from their families and homelands, their communities torn apart, their bodies commodified, their humanity denied. The history of slavery is a history of suffering and barbarity that shows humanity at its worst. But it's also a history of awe-inspiring courage that shows human beings at their best, starting with enslaved people who rose up against impossible odds and extending to the abolitionists who spoke out against this atrocious crime. And yet, the legacy of the transatlantic slave trade haunts us to this day. We can draw a straight line from the centuries of colonial exploitation to the social and economic inequalities of today. And we can recognize the racist tropes popularized to rationalize the inhumanity of the slave trade in the white supremacist hate that is resurgent today. It is incumbent on us all to fight slavery's legacy of racism. The most powerful weapon in our arsenal is education, the theme of this year's commemoration. By teaching the history of slavery, we help to guard against humanity's most vicious impulses. By studying the assumptions and beliefs that allowed the practice to flourish for centuries, we unmask the racism of our own time. And by honoring the victims of slavery, we restore some measure of dignity to those who were so mercilessly stripped of it. Today and every day, let us stand united against racism and together build a world in which everyone, everywhere, can live lives of liberty, dignity, and human rights.
That was what UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in his message to mark Saturday's International Day to remember the victims and the transatlantic slave trade.
This is a commentary on the Black World Media Network.
About 3 years ago this time, the country was in full pandemic mode. Then came panic mode. The full force of the coronavirus would quickly reveal itself along with all of our social.
This is a commentary on the Black World Media Network.
About 3 years ago this time, the country was in full pandemic mode. Then came panic mode. The full force of the coronavirus would quickly reveal itself, along with all of our social and healthcare shortcomings. It did not help the nation's understanding of the pandemic that we had a sitting president with no belief in science. Today, official reports set COVID-19 deaths at over 1 million in the U.S. and over 104 million known cases. We had absolutely no comprehension of what was coming. None. So as not to re-traumatize my listeners, I will not recount all the ugly details that plagued us during lockdown, but suffice it to say, the emotional, social, economic, and political damage is still being experienced. This makes the total calculations a challenge. So I'll move to what we learned about ourselves as individuals and as a country. And what are we going to do about what we learned? We learned that when we don't get what we want when we want it, we are some cranky, impatient ingrates. Take, for example, the negative reaction of fans to NBA's cancellation of the season. We saw video footage of shoppers fighting over last package of toilet paper. We burned through first responders, hospital workers, teachers, and others because we refused to wear masks and get vaccinated, which only helped to skyrocket the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. But we also learned that we can be kind, disciplined, and creative. We heard and saw countless incidents of humans bringing food, medicine, and joy to others, masked up and socially distanced. We found ways to use Zoom beyond the dreaded meetings for the job and set up musical concerts with people around the world. In times of isolation, we tapped into the unexplored realms of our own being and discovered new hobbies and even new careers. We learned how essential family, friends, and nature are to our overall well-being. We also knew that there were unaddressed racial disparities in healthcare prior to the pandemic. Black, brown, and poor communities were predisposed to the ravages of the virus. We saw the cracks in the healthcare system become gulfs as we witnessed accessibility, or I should say inaccessibility, to treatment. We saw who received the COVID test and